We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Currently in Wichita, 93% humidity. It is 40 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. A man is in custody after he allegedly tried to gain access to a Derby Elementary School. He was armed. This happened yesterday morning at Stone Creek Elementary School in North Derby. The man had made multiple attempts to get inside before the school opened. He went back to his car, later found unconscious by staff, who called 911, put the school into a secure status. Derby Police Chief Robert Lee says officers got there and discovered a loaded handgun in the man's waistband, and they made an arrest.
We learned from other lessons across the nation and are continually evolving our security response with the district with the ultimate goal of keeping our kids safe. It doesn't get any more important than that.
And the man was booked into jail on suspicion of multiple charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon. At a Wichita City Council workshop yesterday, city leaders heard about plans to curb violence.
Unfortunately, and in many communities, homicide's actually the leading cause of death for a certain age range. And so we see this pretty commonly across the country.
GOP lawmakers say they plan to take serious action against the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing surge of migrants across the southern border.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy not mincing words during a visit to the border, saying he plans to hold congressional hearings on border security at the literal border. McCarthy saying it's so bad when Republicans take control of the House, they're giving DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas a choice, resign or face impeachment. And Customs and Border Patrol officials say they are seeing record numbers of so-called gotaways, migrants they know have come through but were not caught. Those gotaways stand at almost 135,000 since October 1st. And overall encounters are way up, with nearly 350,000 in 2023, up from just under 300,000 this time last year.
And that's Fox's Marianne Rafferty with that report. Tom Sawyer of Wichita, the Kansas House Democratic leader, announcing he will not seek re-election to his leadership position. Sawyer serves as a Democrat in the Kansas legislature. He became a member of the Kansas House of Representatives back in 1987, and he's held the position of minority leader since 2013. A man in Florida found guilty of armed robbery poisons himself after the jury reads his verdict.
Jermaine Bell has already spent more than 3 years in custody for the December 2018 robbery for which he was convicted. Bell was seen drinking the bleach from a cup before officers could stop him. He immediately became sick and was taken out of the courtroom on a stretcher. Bell remains in stable condition at the hospital, and his family wants to know how he was able to obtain the bleach in the courtroom and why neither his lawyers or officers intervened to stop him. The Miami-Dade County Corrections and Miami-Dade Police are investigating. Ted Linder, Fox News.
The Kansas Humane Society is struggling with capacity issues for the last several months, once again at maximum levels. Effective starting today, all adult dogs have reduced fees of $49 or lower, and puppies under 6 months old are $99. That's effective beginning today until further notice. The Kansas Humane Society is located at K96 and Hillside in North Wichita. We'll be taking a look at gifts that some people couldn't keep. Now other people are getting them. And what will you eat tomorrow? Well, food prices may have something to do with that. And, of course, our live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams. That's all on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:06. It's 7:09 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What's the gift that keeps on re-gifting. Some presents from past New York City mayors are up for grabs.
New York City is listing some mayoral history for sale, gifts that were given to former mayors. Some of the items include a glass paperweight gifted to Mayor David Dinkins from Diana Ross, a pair of Nike Air Force One signed by rappers Ice-T and Fab Five Freddy given to Mayor Mike Bloomberg, and a Louis Vuitton soccer ball given to Mayor Rudy Giuliani in 1988 in honor of the World Cup. The mayors of Gracie Mansion Past had to leave their goodies behind. New York City Charter prohibits officials from accepting and keeping valuable gifts. All proceeds from the sale will go to the city's Municipal Archives Reference and Research Fund. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Food prices this year could determine whether some families want to cook or maybe eat out.
A group of analysts from Wells Fargo got together and they found the cost of eating outside your home has gone up, but at around 5.8%, that increase not as much as the average trip to the grocery store. And the bottom line from these analysts, they figure that you're probably going to end up spending about the same in a restaurant this year as if you make the meal at home. Of course, you could take out and you could bring the food home from the restaurant. But if you simply just go to the grocery store yourself, you're really paying up. Turkey, 23% increase from last year. Supplies are actually limited in part because of avian flu, but that's not it. Everything's up. Eggs and butter, flour, all of those up at least 17%.
That's Fox Business Network's Connell McShane with that report from New York. 7:10 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Remember, we have a big travel holiday, or traveled, you know, holiday travel today. Big day, so we're wondering if we're getting any increased traffic near the Eisenhower National Airport right now. Just not really seeing it. Things looking okay in the area as far as traffic is concerned. A little bit of congestion around Maple and Ridge at the moment, but actually things looking pretty good over there right now. Just remember, things can slow down pretty quickly as traffic volumes increase. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast heading into Thanksgiving with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve, Ted. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Not too bad. Getting those stretchy pants ready for tomorrow. I'm sure,
wow.
A lot of people
you
out there
are planning
doing the same
ahead.
Thing.
Nice.
Maybe. Hopefully. I don't know. But when it comes to holiday travel, you know, Ted, we'll still just have to keep an eye on things when it comes to this system that's going to be tracking through the plains. We could have some wet, possibly even some wintry weather at times in the form of just a rain-snow mix, but otherwise not expecting any accumulation when it comes to that chance of seeing wintry weather. But still, even if things are just wet out there, could slow us down a little bit. So everybody that's listening, just keep a close eye on the forecast over the next few days. If you plan on hitting the roads, especially if you plan on hitting the skies, if you don't plan on going to the airport today, if you plan on taking that drive to the airport tomorrow, definitely want to allow some extra time. So we'll have a partly to mostly cloudy sky today. Stronger south breeze as that next system approaches, getting up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. 10% chance of rain, mainly late in the day. Possibly some mist, drizzle, a light rain shower, should we see anything closer to the Wichita area. More clouds than stars tonight, as we have a slightly better chance of seeing some spotty rain showers, up to 20%. 42 degrees for a low, so waking up well above freezing by early tomorrow morning shouldn't be too bad temperature-wise. Only getting up to 49 degrees, though, so as our winds switch out of the north, once again going to be a breezy day for Thanksgiving, and that cooler air spilling back down into the area will take us from 57 today down to 49 tomorrow, continuing to have a 20% chance of rain as well, possibly a few snowflakes mixing in by the time we get into our Thursday night, heading into early Friday morning. Still looks like a slim 20% chance of seeing a few rain showers around Friday. Similar looking highs, though, with those breezy northerly winds with a high of 48. And then that chance of rain going up to 40% come Saturday. Southern Plains moisture lifting back into our area and could skim us, leading to that slightly better chance of rain by the time we get into Saturday. But after that, that system should continue to pull away from us. As we dry out by the end of the weekend, temperatures beginning to rebound and improve back up to 53 on Sunday, 61 by next Tuesday. So it looks like it should be a nice start to the new week for everybody returning to work and school. Right now, we're at 39 degrees with a south wind at 10 miles an hour. Visibility down to 7 miles. So something else to watch out for. We do have some patchy fog around early this morning.
Well, when you talk about breezy conditions and cool and drizzle, it just all sounds very autumnal and appropriate for this time of year almost.
Yeah, appropriate. But, you know, with a busy travel week and today being that peak day, I'm sure there's still going to be a lot of people on the roads tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that we still just keep an eye on things, even though it's still going to be seasonal when it comes to our conditions.
Ronell, are you a turkey guy? Do you like turkey?
You know what? It's got to be fresh. It's got to be that first slice into it. That's when I need it. I can't do the leftover turkey.
Gotcha.
I can't do it.
All right. Well, that first slice is earmarked for you, man.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Ronell, we appreciate your time and your information as always, and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks. Y'all too.
The KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. That is meteorologist Ronell Williams live here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's coming up on 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Tomorrow also marks exactly 1 month until Christmas Eve. How about that? Here it comes.
Yeah, yeah.
The roller
right
coaster begins. Yep. Thanksgiving here in the U.S. has not always been on the date we always observe now, the fourth Thursday of the month. Even going back to the time of the Founding Fathers until the Civil War era, the dates always kind of varied from state to state. It wasn't a national holiday at that point.
No.
The final Thursday in November kind of became the date everyone pretty much agreed on by most U.S. states in the 1800s.
Okay.
And that coincided with an event that kind of overseeded another holiday. They used to observe Evacuation Day, which was the date that the British left the continent on November 25th. That used to be celebrated, but Thanksgiving started to kind of take over from that. Modern Thanksgiving was proclaimed for all states during the Civil War by Abraham Lincoln, 1863. There was a woman that was involved in this, Sarah Josepha Hale. She wrote letters to politicians for almost 40 years saying, we need an official holiday. And Lincoln finally set that national Thanksgiving by proclamation for the final Thursday in November in celebration of the bounties that had continued. And it was, and of course, people were looking for some national unity during the Civil War after all that. After because of the Civil War, a nationwide Thanksgiving celebration was not realized until Reconstruction was done in the 1870s. All right, now let's move up to
a little history.
Move up into the late 30s. On Halloween 1939, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a proclamation changing the holiday, not from the last Thursday of the month, but to the next to last Thursday in November. He was trying to extend the Christmas shopping season and kind of boost the economy that way.
Okay.
The earlier date then created an extra week for Christmas shopping. Back then, retailers did not begin to promote Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving. That's obviously changed.
Yeah, that's changed.
They're promoting Christmas stuff now in mid-October.
Going to say
earlier,
why change
after Labor
the date
Day,
of Thanksgiving because it doesn't matter.
But that messed up everybody's holiday schedules, people, schools, businesses. Most Americans did not like that change by FDR. Some called it Franksgiving that year. Some state governors did go along with the double Thanksgiving. They would do one on the next to last Thursday and the last Thursday in November.
And talk about something that'll never happen anymore.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion. And then finally, late in 1941, FDR signed the joint resolution of Congress. Hey, the official National Thanksgiving Day is always the fourth Thursday in November, and that started in 1942, and that's still how we observe it today, 80 years later. It is the fourth Thursday of November. There you go. So that's a little history on the why we celebrate Thanksgiving when we do. Huh. It's 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. Don't forget, we have the Minute with Mitch previewing the Chiefs and the Rams game coming up after sports. The Chiefs will host the Rams on Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs are going to their fifth win in a row, as it'll be the first visit in 8 years by the Rams to Arrowhead. FanDuel has the Chiefs listed as a 14.5-point favorite going into this one. Mitch Holtis and the radio crew will begin their pregame show at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 Sunday afternoon. Listen to the Chiefs live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a special programming note here for a Wednesday, we will have Mitch Holtis, Chiefs play-by-play voice, live with us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
At about 8:12 this morning, so make sure you tune in next hour for that. High school football, we are down to the state championship games in all classes on Saturday afternoon. We have 5 area teams competing for state titles. In Class 5A in Pittsburgh Saturday afternoon, it's undefeated Mays at 12-0, taking on Mill Valley. in Class 3A in Hutchinson Saturday afternoon. Undefeated Andale taking on Holton. In Class 2A in Salina Saturday afternoon, Kingman taking on Nemaha Central. Both teams are undefeated at 12-0. In Class 1A Saturday afternoon in Hayes, Inman taking on St. Mary's. Inman is 11-1. The Teutons having a great season. And in Class 6A, that'll be Saturday afternoon in Dodge City, undefeated Cunningham taking on Ashland. Good luck to our local teams, all going for state titles on Saturday afternoon. The NCAA Division II playoffs second round is Saturday afternoon. What a matchup. Fourth-ranked undefeated Pittsburgh State. The Gorillas are 12-0. And they're heading up to Big Rapids, Michigan to take on number 5, Ferris State, the defending national champs. What a second-round matchup. That'll be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon as the Gorillas head up to Michigan. It's the regular season finale on Saturday night for college football for Kansas and Kansas State. They're playing each other. KU heading over to Manhattan to take on number 15, Kansas State. If the Wildcats win, they go to the Big 12 championship game. K-State has... FanDuel has K-State as an 11.5-point favorite. The Wildcats have won 13 straight against the Jayhawks. Live coverage of KU football at 5:30 p.m. Saturday. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock Saturday night in Manhattan. Listen to coverage of KU football on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And they'll be talking about it tonight on the weekly edition of KU Hawk Talk with head football coach Lance Leipold at 6 o'clock on KFH. College men's basketball yesterday, Kansas State. In the semifinals of the Cayman Islands Classic, beat Nevada 96-87 in overtime in a matchup of undefeated teams. Now tonight at 6:30, K-State will play for the Cayman Islands Classic Championship. K-State taking on Louisiana State. Both teams are 5-0, first time they've ever met. The Wichita State basketball team was in the championship game of the Hall of Fame Classic up in Kansas City, Missouri. 500 fans at the T-Mobile Center yesterday. Shocks got down 13 points, rallied late, but fell short. San Francisco won that game 67-63. The Dons are undefeated at 6-0. Shocks fall to 3-2. Wichita State men will host Tarleton State Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock at Coke Arena. You can listen to the Shockers Saturday on 103.7 KEYN. The Kansas men's basketball team is in the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. Opening up today with North Carolina State. Third-ranked Kansas taking on the Wolfpack. Both teams are undefeated at 4-0. Jayhawks have the nation's longest winning streak. They've won 15 in a row. Live coverage of KU basketball begins at 10 o'clock this morning. The game will tip off at 11 o'clock this morning. Listen to the Jayhawks on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita State women's basketball team is off to a 3-1 start. They are in Los Angeles this weekend, taking on Montana, 5:30 p.m. Friday at Loyola Marymount, 8 o'clock Saturday night. Steve Strain will have both those Shocker women's games right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And two home games for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. The Thunder in second place, hosting Tulsa downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, 7 o'clock tonight and 7 o'clock on Saturday night for Thunder hockey. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 722 with Steve and Ted. We have traffic and weather coming up. And tips to help you alleviate holiday travel stress. It might be pretty important to listen to. KNSS News Time, 722. Good morning. It is 733. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, day before Thanksgiving. Currently in Wichita, we have 93% humidity. It is 40 degrees. In an effort to reduce the spread of infection, Ascension Via Christi Hospitals implementing visitor restrictions for pediatrics and pediatrics ICU. Two caregivers will be allowed to stay with their child 24 hours a day. However, other visitors, 18 and older, will only be allowed to visit between 8 in the morning to 8 at night. Protests erupting in China at the world's biggest iPhone factory.
Video posted on social media shows police and officials dressed in hazmat suits surrounding and beating individual protesters with sticks. They face off with large crowds of workers and force them back along barrier-lined streets. The social media posts indicate the videos were made at the factory in Zhengzhou and concern employees' rights. Last month, a surge in COVID cases saw the company lock down the campus. When some staff broke out and went home, new workers were brought in with the promise of generous bonuses. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
More people are buying health insurance through the Obamacare marketplace.
The Biden administration says nearly 3,400,000 people have signed up for coverage through the healthcare.gov website. That's 17% higher than this time last year. HHS Secretary Javier Becerra says when you have a good product, people will buy it. But critics contend the boost in enrollment is driven largely by generous subsidies included in the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That keeps monthly premium payments at or near zero for most people who sign up. The subsidies are to continue for another 3 years. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Students in Washington, D.C. will be required to test negative for COVID after Thanksgiving break.
Thanksgiving gatherings, potential COVID spreaders. In Washington, D.C., all public school students and staff will have to prove that they are COVID-free before returning from the holiday. The district requiring families to test with kits that were sent home with the students on Sunday and then upload the results to the district's website. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, he's going to need a bigger bowl. A fisherman in the UK reeling in a nearly 70-pound goldfish.
It could be the world's largest goldfish ever caught. 42-year-old Andy Hackett was fishing at Blue Water Lakes in Champagne, France, when he reeled in a fish that tipped the scales at 67.4 pounds, 30 pounds heavier than the fish previously considered the world's biggest goldfish. This one is called the Carrot, and she's known to those that fish in the lake. Though she looks like a goldfish, the Carrot is actually a hybrid species of leather carp and koi carp and is about 20 years old. Her orange color, though, is very rare. Hackett credits sheer luck for his catch and spent 25 minutes reeling the Carrot in before releasing her back into the lake after a photo op. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
7:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, it's the day before Thanksgiving, so we need to check that weather forecast with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With moisture gradually increasing around a developing area of low pressure, that will bring us some patchy areas of fog through mid-morning, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high 56. Scattered areas of rain and drizzle after midnight, Terlo 44, then light rain early tomorrow, cooler with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, partly cloudy, 40 degrees, 93% humidity here on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. 7:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and here on this Wednesday morning, on a busy travel day, very appropriate to check in with Tom Hine from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. We see lots of travel out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, as I was driving, I saw a noticeable increase in traffic, and I think today will be even busier.
Yeah, a lot of people are taking to the roads. What AAA says, what, one in five of us are traveling somewhere, so that means a lot of cars on the roadway, and I assume people are probably able to handle that, and Kansas roads are in decent enough shape to handle most of that increased traffic.
I think so, and we've got pretty good weather for it, so
yeah.
We cross our fingers that holds up through the weekend.
Do you ever get any, are there any complaints that get taken into consideration? Do people get mad about construction areas and stuff, or they just pretty much take it in stride?
Pretty much take it in stride, but I do hear from a few people that it's too much. You know, those closures at the North Junction can be frustrating because they come with pretty short notice. And then, you know, it's kind of, for some people, a complicated area to drive through. So I know it's inconvenient for people, but it's necessary for the improvements that we're going to see soon.
Well, okay, I'm going to then ask you for that good news. When will we finally see the North Junction done? What's the anticipated completion date on that?
Ooh, done is a final finish date. That's a hard thing to pin down, but we will see the new flyover ramp from northbound 135 to southbound 235, which is a major bottleneck in Wichita. We should see that in September or October of this coming year. So there's a lot of concrete being poured right now for that bridge that goes over I-135. So we're making good progress, but it's still a few months away. Then We have the next phase, which we just opened the bids on this month, to fix the area south of the North Junction, where K-96 heads east off of I-135. So that'll be another 3 years of construction in that same area. So we'll see lots of closures and some inconveniences for drivers, but eventually we'll get there.
What is being done at that location? What will be done there?
Well, off of northbound 235, we'll have a dedicated lane or lanes for K-96 traffic. So K-96 will no longer come off of I-235 onto southbound 135 to get to that other leg of
right.
K-96 on the east side. So it'll have a dedicated area, and we'll have improvements at that junction of 135 and K-96 that's kind of just south of the North Junction.
Very good. Are you one of the 20% of Kansans traveling somewhere this week?
I am not. I have travelers coming to my house.
See, that's the way to do it. You're the destination, man.
That's right. And my wife loves having people in, so I get to clean house today.
And Tom, I know that Kansas Department of Transportation has some excellent resources if you happen to be one of those people that are traveling out there. Some really good stuff, starting, of course, with candrive.org.
That's right. That's a great website. It's statewide. You can zoom in on whatever area of the state you're traveling. You can check the entire picture for the state. And then also there's a hot link on there to go straight to Wichita area, which is whichway.org. So they're on the same website, and you can go in and out depending on what your drive looks like today. And I certainly encourage people to use that. We also have a brand new app in the two app stores. So if you haven't downloaded that to your smartphone, please get that app on there. Or you can just go through your normal browser, either on a computer or your phone.
Yeah, it works really good. Another thing that I really love that's been added to this is the radar overlay, the weather radar overlay, which also could be particularly useful.
That is very useful. That's the National Weather Service, so it's reliable weather radar. And then we also have other layers that you can use. You can look at restrictions that truckers might find, whether that's a height or width restriction. You can look at the mile markers, the reference posts that we have on the highways, there's a layer for that you can click on and off. And, of course, there are the cameras and the message boards that we see out on the highway.
Great stuff and a lot of great information that people can get access to. Real easy, and it's easy to use, and that'll be very helpful to a lot of motorists. All right, Tom, if you're hosting, what's your stance on turkey?
I like it smoked, but my wife prefers it roasted in the oven so that she can make that good gravy.
Oh, well, who wins that battle?
We usually do, too.
Exactly. Oh, make everybody happy. Sounds good. Oh, I'm hungry. Hey, Tom, thanks for checking in with us, and have a great Thanksgiving.
I will. You too.
That is Tom Hine checking in with us here on a Wednesday morning from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Good stuff. Oh, man, smoked turkey and an oven-roasted turkey. Oh, man. Sounds good. It's 7:42 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way, and we'll be talking about maybe a change at the top there at the Kansas Humane Society. Those details next. KNSS News Time, 7:43.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I get Christmas feeling.
7:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we'll be getting a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, and we'll hear about an entrepreneurial business in Wichita that had to cancel one of its big fundraisers coming up. We'll tell you some of those details. That's next. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Six people and the shooter as well are dead. This after a violent incident at a Walmart late last night in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Two.
A man was arrested yesterday morning after he brought a loaded gun. He tried to get into Stone Creek Elementary School in North Derby.
One.
This is one of the busiest travel days of the year. 2,700 passengers are expected to use Wichita's Eisenhower Airport today. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now, we still have an abandoned vehicle westbound Kellogg. The on-ramp from Washington, part of that on-ramp blocked due to this stalled-out vehicle. Looks like they've got somebody out there assisting on it right now, but could be slowing things down again. Westbound the ramp from Washington to westbound Kellogg. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And taking a look at that weather forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving. Make sure we know about the weather. It's breezy today, partly cloudy sky and high of 56 degrees. Looking at possible fog and scattered drizzle overnight with a low down to 44. Then tomorrow on Thanksgiving, might see some light rain or scattered showers early on. Breezy and cooler day tomorrow, high 48. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south, partly cloudy, 40 degrees, 95% humidity here in Wichita on this Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, the Monarch features new merchandise with a wide variety of apparel, glassware, and gifts for the bourbon lover in your life. Available for purchase at the Monarch, celebrating a decade in Delano, right there at 579 West Douglas. Great place to hang out in Wichita, the Monarch. It's 7:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We did mention closings. Of course, once you get into this holiday time of year, you've got some city and civic entities that are usually open, but they're going to be closed.
Right.
So let's tomorrow, this is all from the city of Wichita. So tomorrow, just about everything's closed. I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you got City Hall, transit offices, libraries, park and rec centers, Wichita Art Museum, they're all closed. Everything's closed tomorrow from the city of Wichita. All right. Then what reopens on Friday? Botanica will reopen on Friday at 5:30 p.m. for illuminations after being closed tomorrow. Watson Park, Riverside Tennis Center, Wichita Golf Courses, Wichita Art Museum, Brooks Landfill, closed tomorrow, open again regular hours on Friday. However, still remaining closed will be City Arts, the All-American, the Mid-America All-Indian Museum, and the Great Plains Nature Center. They will all be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So there you go. There's some of your hours of some civic and city organizations and how they're handling the Thanksgiving holiday. So keep that in mind as you go about your weekly schedule. Coming up on 7:51 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Less than 2 years into the role, Emily Hurst has resigned as president and CEO of the Kansas Humane Society. Hurst says she was contacted by the Wichita Business Journal, said she has a new career opportunity lined up, but she can't announce what it is yet. Hurst had previously been chief development officer at the animal shelter since 2019, then promoted to president and CEO early 2021, following the retirement of longtime director Mark Eby. Hurst, whose career in nonprofits has also included time at the United Way of the Plains and Interfaith Housing Services, was recognized last year in the Wichita Business Journal's 40 Under 40 Awards. She was also a 2020 honoree for the Business Journal's Women Who Lead in Public Services. Kansas Humane Society will be looking for a new CEO. Wichita entrepreneurial incubator Nextus Inc. has canceled its bourbon raffle fundraiser on the final day of the month. It was flagged by the Kansas Department of Revenue's Alcoholic Beverage Control Division. Organizers thought they had gone through all their due diligence. However, regulators told Nextus it could not hold the nationwide raffle, which featured a prize giveaway of 19 bottles of rare and collectible bourbons. According to the Nextus Raffle website, more than 300 ticket buyers had bought more than $41,000 worth of raffle tickets. Nextus had said that it would sell as many as more than 2,000 tickets, a nod to the year it was founded, 2014. And that would raise over $200,000 for entrepreneurial programs. However, raffle ticket buyers instead will be offered refunds by email. Buyers can also choose to make a charitable donation that would bring a receipt and acknowledgement. The Nextus hasn't yet decided on a new fundraiser. However, the big bourbon raffle fundraiser for Nextus has been shut down through regulators at the state of Kansas. And that's a local business update with Steve and Ted from the Wichita Business Journal here on KNSS. We'll have more local business news from the Business Journal coming up 1 hour from now. Don't forget as well, usually it's a Friday feature, but this week it's a Wednesday feature because Steve and Ted will not be on the air Thursday and Friday. We've got Mitch Holtis live, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll preview the Chiefs game on Sunday against the Rams. We'll have Mitch live at about 8:12 this morning. So we're about 19, 20 minutes away from Mitch live with us. That'll be a fun part of Wednesday's program here. Of course, we're all dealing with high inflation.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, Wallet Hub has come out with its recent study of Black Friday and shopping events coming up this week. Of course, we've mentioned, too, Hatman Jack's has a big Black Friday event going on 2 days from now down in Delano. Wallet Hub says the best places to shop on Black Friday are JCPenney, Belk, and Macy's.
Belk.
They'll be offering an average discount of more than 50%.
I'm unfamiliar with Belk.
Belk is based in Charlotte, so it's kind of an East Coast, South thing. Of course, we don't have a Macy's here, brick and mortar, and go online. JCPenney, we still have it town east.
Yeah, we still
have it. Is there still one in town west or not? Or is it just town east? See, I don't even know.
Yeah.
About 13% of items at major retailers will be more expensive on Black Friday than their current prices on Amazon. A little switcheroo there. Consumer packaged goods will offer the most value on Black Friday relative to their current prices, while computers and phones are expected to have the least rewarding deals. Well, they know you have to buy those. So keep the prices high. 50% of people say Santa will be less generous this year because of inflation. That's sad, according to WalletHub's holiday shopping survey. And the best gift cards, it's no surprise, it's all the big companies, Amazon, Walmart, Target. Yeah.
Right.
The best gift card stuff. And consumers can save more than $300 with one of the best credit cards for holiday shopping. There you go. Some of your Black Friday shopping information. I don't think we really broke any new ground on that.
Probably not.
Seemed like it was all pretty much pro forma. Hey, it's 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and that does include entertainment news in the blur.
That is right. We've got a new Tim Burton television series to talk about. Plus, more drama on The Bachelor.
Very good. Looking forward to that. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. We've got Mitch Holtis from the Chiefs live coming up in about 15 minutes. Preview the game on Sunday afternoon. So good stuff. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. We're glad you're with us here on the day before Thanksgiving on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.